heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Cavaliers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Locked On Cavaliers podcast, your daily look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, brought to you by Fear the Sword and the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Today, it's Monday, July 31st. We're getting towards what is usually typically the least active month in the NBA calendar. It's when nothing really happens. It's when we all get to kind of take a break. It's when we get to go on vacations and we get to think about NFL football being fun for like 10 minutes before you remember that the Browns are bad and TT is bad. But today we're going to talk just a little bit about Kyrie Irving. I'm going to get you guys caught up on what's to come with Kyrie, where he's at, what kind of offers the Cavs may or may not have received, what kind of assets are on the table, who's involved, etc., etc. Also going to answer just a couple of your questions. Some of them, I know I've been sitting on them for a while. I apologize for that, but just a lot has happened, and we're finally able to get back to doing a mailbag. But first, I want to let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by the good folks over at SeatGeek. Now, SeatGeek, if you didn't know, SeatGeek makes buying tickets easier than ever before. It used to be complicated, but SeatGeek gives you a simpler, easier way to buy. It's the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets just in two taps. What's easier than two taps? And SeatGeek's can help you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek's going to get you closer to the action for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's, for me, the hardest way to buy tickets for anything I want to go to. If I want Indian tickets, I get it. And if I'm anywhere, if I'm downtown and on a whim I want to go to a game, it's two taps and I get tickets. I just got Indians tickets and I got to see the Indians play for the first time all summer, and it was because of SeatGeek that I was able to make it happen. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites and you find amazing deals. You get the most bang for your buck because every ticket is graded based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats for your budget. Every seat is fully guaranteed, you're not going to get hosed, and SeatGeek should be your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket. Sports, concerts, comedy, theater. You want to see something, get it on SeatGeek. And today, the listeners of this podcast can save $20 on their first SeatGeek purchase by using the promo code LOMBA. All you have to do is download the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code LOMBA, and you save $20 on your first SeatGeek purchase. Again, just download the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code LOMBA, and use that promo code, again, L-O-M-B-A, for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So, today's show, again, going to run through some news, get you guys caught up on Kyrie, and we will go from there. Let's start with Kyrie news. Nothing new. Of course, you probably saw him with Steph Curry clowning LeBron's workout videos, which wasn't great, not a great look either way. But there's a couple things to note here. Number one, the Clippers seem done pursuing him. They just don't have enough. And that's for Brad Turner of the LA Times notes that the Clippers talked to the Cavs, did their due diligence. The Cavs want that veteran starter, a young player on a rookie deal and draft pick. So Clippers didn't have it. I don't think they had the assets to get it done anyway, but noting that one team who did make an offer to the Cavs are out. Additionally, we have news that from Injury Wojnarowski that the Cavs got offers so far from the Spurs, Heat, Knicks, Clippers, and T-Wolves. Notice that the Suns are not on there. We'll get to them in a minute. But it's worth noting that the Heat have talked to the Cavs, at least in some regard. They've refuted, you know, saying what they're willing to give up. But Goran Dragic, and Justice Winslow are the reported offer for Irving. It's what they've been willing to give up. Colby Altman, in this all the same report, is looking to give up Irving in return for something like what the Nuggets got for Melo in 2011. So that, and for reference, that was Wilson Chandler, Gallinari, Raymond Felton, Timofey Mozgov, a future first round pick, two future second round picks, the right to exchange 2016 first round picks, cast considerations, Eddie Curry and Anthony Randolph. That's a lot. I don't think the Cavs are going to get that back, but we'll see how it goes. We're going to, just as a teaser, we're going to talk more about the Heat deal tomorrow on the episode with Locked On Heat. So we'll talk about Dragic, Winslow, and I think Winslow in that deal is the potential X factor. Because if you think he's really good, you think he could be a star. Maybe that's a good enough deal for you. I know I got a lot of blowback for suggesting that on Twitter, but I do think that's a possibility. Also, we have the Cavs would deal, and this is for Joe Vardon, would give up Eric Bledsoe, would give up Irving, excuse me, to get Eric Bledsoe and Josh Jackson. Jackson, it seems like, is off the table, as is Devin Booker. The Cavs are not going to deal with the Suns unless they're getting Josh Jackson. We know LeBron reached out back, used some back channels there, and we also know James Jones is in that front office, and I don't think we can kind of underestimate Jones's role. He's now the vice president of basketball operations in Phoenix, but if anyone knows Kyrie's value or has an insight into what Kyrie brings to a locker room and in whatever capacity you want to define it as, that is certainly worth keeping an eye on. It is certainly worth knowing what James Jones' role is going to be, because if he really thinks Irving's worth it, like he could talk him into giving up Jackson. But as of right now, it doesn't seem to be the case. And maybe Jones has some qualms potentially about giving up a lot for Kyrie, even though he does have 2 years left on this deal. That's really where we're at. There's also some Paul George news you can go read about on Fear the Sword to kind of offer some further insight into why that deal fell apart. It basically came into some pick protections the Cavs asked for, and then the Pacers kind of did their own thing. But we're getting into some questions now. First one comes from James Watson. Do you think the Cavs would have any interest in signing Tony Allen or cutting Tavares or Felder before the season starts? Tony Allen's interesting. I think you want someone who could shoot, but I like the idea of him. I think he gets up cut. He's still a good defender. I think the question about Tavares and Felder is interesting because if the Cavs acquire a starting point guard, Felder would be the obvious guy out of Calderon, Rose, and let's say Eric Bledsoe, for example. That type of guy to get back in a trade for Kyrie. He would be the guy you cut because he just has the least amount of money guaranteed as far as we know. He'd be cheapest to cut. I think they're sort of done making roster moves right now unless it's a trade. Maybe they clear up a roster spot that way, right? Like maybe they get an opening via trade and then you get Tony Allen. I think you will see Felder and Tavares both in camp. I think Tavares right now should have a better shot of making the team because the Cavs do need bigs. They actually do need bigs. Felder's now at a position where the Cavs have Rose, they have Calderon, they're probably going to try to get somebody back. Felder would have a better chance, in my mind, of sticking around if they don't get a Bledsoe or someone like that back in return. So keep an eye on that, but I think you'll see them both around in some capacity. I think Tony Allen will make some sense for them. I know they kicked the tires on it a little bit, but we don't know exactly. I don't know exactly how much or what Tony Allen's really up to right now. James also asked, do you think the Suns will finally include Jackson in an Irving trade offer after he becomes trade eligible on 8-2? I think it's possible. I think that's kind of the Cavs' best case scenario. I think it depends on what other teams offer and if the Suns really feel like Kyrie's their guy. I think a lot of this hinges on what teams are going to be willing to offer and then see what the Cavs can leverage them into. The trick is just finding that other team. Like, do the Nuggets get involved, and do they offer Murray a pick and Wilson Chandler? And do then the Suns try to beat that with their own package? So the Cavs, I think, to get Jackson, they'll have to get them into a bidding war. The floor of this seems to be Winslow Dragic. But we'll see where this all ends up. It's hard to know. I think it depends on what else becomes a deal. And again, James Jones's factor in this should be interesting to watch. Next question comes from Frederick Monair. Is the LeBron Kyrie drama just said? No, I mean, I think it's it's I don't know if it's sad. I think it sucks to see two great players who will in history go down as meaning so much to the Cavaliers franchises. Maybe their relationship ends this way, you know, and it's going to be awkward. And you know, that's not this Batman and Robin anymore. It is really is like the Cavs is a version of Shaq and Kobe is what this really could end up being. So that sucks. I think the wedding thing was not great. I think it's just optically bad. I think it seems like everyone just kind of wants this to be done, and it's kind of a shitty way for this to end. And, you know, and David Zabok had a really good Twitter kind of tweets about this, but maybe, you know, maybe the Kyrie just kind of hit his breaking point with the organization, and maybe he does want to do his own thing. But I mean, it's very interesting, and I think one day we'll get a really good answer about this. But I don't know if it's sad. I don't know if that's the word I would use. I think it's frustrating. I think it's a bummer, but I don't know if sad's 100% the right word. Perry Kellis has our last two questions. He says, another free agent question. Well, his first one is this. Where is Festus Ailey, and do you think he could make a good free agent pickup for the Cavs if he's available? He's a free agent. Didn't play last year, really, with the Blazers. He would not be better than Tavares. He's got a lot of leg issues. There's not really any value to him anymore. You'd be better off with Tavares. You'd be better off with Maurice Endor, any other of the fives that are available on the open market. And I will note that actually, if the Cavs do want a backup center, I think the market would be really, really good for them. It's saturated. It's not a super strong position, and there's, I think, a lot of good to useful players back there. And I think they could be more useful than Tavares, who is sort of old school and lumbering. Perry Kellis' last question. Another free agent question. What's up with Michael Beasley? Is he a free agent? I believe he's a free agent. I'm going to double check that. But I just want to just use this time to just say Michael Beasley is not going to help you. He squarely, to me, falls in the Derek Williams thing where he's athletic and fun and everything. But yeah, I don't. Michael Beasley is not going to be useful. He is a free agent based on what he is a free agent. I think he played last year with the Bucks. He's fine. He's Michael Beasley. Not going to really tilt anything. I think you'd be better off bringing back Derek Williams or somebody else. So, for what it's worth. But that's going to be it for today's show. Quick show. We'll be back tomorrow with a crossover with Locked On Heat. More coming this week on the Kyrie trades and talking through different Locked On pods about what a good Kyrie offer would be from their team, whether their team would do it Wolves or someone we're going to talk to. We'll talk to Chops about a variety of the different deals. That's Chops from Complex. But thanks for listening. Make sure you download SeatGeek. Use that promo code LOMBA. Have a great Monday. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.